Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Every Monday on Hot Business, we feature an entrepreneur. And tonight, I want you to meet Warren Mkize. From an unemployed student to a mushroom supplier for top retailers, Warren started with around 5,800 rand in his pocket and a second-hand PC. And thanks to the Nedbank Yes program, he then went on to launch MyCoPro in KwaZulu-Natal. I read now that he is training farmers, growing his own seed, and also creating new products like dried mushrooms and animal feed. And he's here tonight to tell us why mushrooms might be the next big thing in farming. Warren, a very warm welcome to you, and thank you for joining me tonight. So take us back, first of all. What sparked the leap from a Yes participant to a mushroom entrepreneur? What was the genesis of the journey?
The genesis were really where I thought I found gold, which I believe I did. I was finishing varsity and I was just pondering what's the next move, knowing very well the realities we face, whether you're educated or uneducated in this country. It so happens that there was a thunderstorm. And I'm a person who likes to research and read. And when I saw mushrooms hopping out of the ground, it just fascinated me that this mushroom was not there and suddenly just reappeared, just appeared. So I started reading from there and it became a rabbit hole. I never stopped.
So from a thunderstorm, though, to a business, I've got to ask the question, what potential did you see? What made you confident that down the line there was a real tangible market?
Oh, yes, that's a good question. When I did the research, because one of the things I was also researching after reading about mushrooms, what is the most successful business? Because I knew that I was going to have a difficult time getting a job. When you go online, you find that mushrooms are on the top five successful businesses in this country. So when I dug a bit further, I realized, okay, there's different mushrooms, there's exotic mushrooms and normal edible mushrooms, which you'll find on the shop, your button mushrooms, you call them. And I realized on the exotic market, where the ones I grow, like your king oysters, your yellow oysters, gray oysters, there is no competitor in this country. And where I'm from, in KZN, I'm still a growing company, but I'm the biggest one. So I realized, okay, there's no gatekeepers here. And the industry is really young in South Africa. So I just told myself, this is a chance, and I have a chance to grow with the industry. And I've been growing ever since from 2020.
You started, as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, with less than 6,000 rand. How difficult was it to stretch every cent in the early days?
Oh, it was very hard because I had to split it between getting a computer, because I needed a computer, and also just getting the first raw materials, even to produce one mushroom. So it was quite spread thinly. And surprisingly, the spawn that I bought, which we call it spawn, but it's the lemon stem is seed. It was a 2 kg spawn, and I could grow 40 kg of mushroom from it. So I was even shocked to see the relationship with a small amount of seed, which is 2 kg, can give you 40 kg of mushrooms. So it was an advantage, so to speak, that I had little amount to start with, and what I had to do didn't require that much amount of money to start.
Having said that, though, you didn't qualify, if I understand this correctly, for traditional loans at the time. Did that approach in any way, or how did that shape your approach in any way to growth and business resilience?
Oh, yes. It's very difficult for young businesses or when you're just starting out, because you need access to capital. No matter what they say, to do business, you might have a good idea, but you need capital to start. So getting access to it was a problem because I had no security against the money I was going to borrow. I had no land. I had no assets. So it was a struggle. It was a struggle. And being part of the YES program actually boosted me a lot because I used 5,800 to start the business. But the rest of the monies I was getting from the learnership, I was strictly going to business, doing more experiments. So getting finance as a small business it's difficult because you don't have that security against the loans in the banks.
And then moving on a little bit in the business journey, how difficult has it been for you to scale the business, and what lessons have you learnt along the way?
the scaling process, actually I scaled up and I'm still scaling. It was quite difficult when it came to mushrooms because in this country, we are not a big country that produces a lot of exotic mushrooms, even though there's market. For instance, we have access to what we call a bagging machine. We have the ability to produce about 5,000 fruiting bags in a day. And that machine, it wasn't sold in this country. We had to import machines. We had to import some stuff from China, like filter caps, because mushrooms require sterile conditions to grow. There was challenges, and the people you meet on the way also let you down. But I was fortunate that I had good partners. I was able to source all the equipment I need, the lab equipment. But it was quite hard taking something from Americans and Asia and transferring it and doing it in your own South African context.
And what was the secret or the way in which the door opened to bigger clients for you to sell the product? I understand, for instance, the big retailer Spar is on your books.
It's quality, if I'm being honest. It's quality. When it comes to mushrooms, because it's a perishable crop, you have to maintain your quality and the growth conditions. So I spent a lot of time not growing the business, growing the actual skill to grow the necessary mushroom that I can put on the shelf and can last 2 weeks, because there are some techniques that we employ, like using ozone gas to increase shelf life. See, those are the things you learn along the way. So with mushrooms, it's about a quality product because it doesn't sell if it's not up to standard.
And what's next for MycoPro? What's your bigger version or of the company and your bigger vision for the industry in this country?
The bigger version for MycoPro is to have a 30-ton facility producing and yielding mushrooms 30 times every month, because that's where you get in the big leagues when you're talking about mushroom cultivation. But for the country as a whole, I wish more people can get access to this, can get access to growing mushrooms and stop thinking agriculture in the traditional sense where you use soil, because I use sawdust, bagasse, sugarcane bagasse, and corn cobs. So people should get into these new ways of growing. For instance, we recycle and upcycle. We don't even buy the sawdust that we use. We recycle it. It's from other companies. And even when we're done, we upcycle our waste and make it into compost. So it's about really, you need to find innovative ways to survive. And but yeah, for the country, I think more people need to get into growing mushrooms and start educating themselves. And I wish we would have, that would be to the agricultural department, I wish we would have an association for mushroom farmers, a proper working one, because there's no one working, and there's no standard operating procedures released by our agricultural department on how to cultivate such a crop like this.
Warren Mkhize, we wish you nothing but the best in your journey going forward. Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.